I'm going to talk about algorithms, culture of algorithms in this talk. And the talk really has three topics, and in that sense, it's a little bit difficult to keep track of. On the one hand, it's about technological, disruptive technological developments in a particular area, so it is based on empirical research. Three very disruptive technological changes in financial markets. I will take financial markets as my topic today, because I've done that in the last 5 to 10 years even. The second element is about post-social developments and if you wish, synthetic actors, and whether we have to include them or not include them in our conception of the social world. And I think sociology is not addressing this topic, so SDS people can and have to assess it, because sociology still needs to think. My sociology colleagues here will immediately contradict me, but that's fine. My sociology in the United States thinks the social world is exclusively human action. And that, of course, is not true in many areas any longer, and I will try to show how. And this brings me to also borrowing from cultural sociology, especially the notion of ritual, to make sense of certain kinds of things. The third element is really a bit of economic sociology, in the sense that I conceive of markets today as post-social communities and not as social communities of actors, because they include algorithms to a large degree, and therefore we are confronted also with a legal and ethical question. What do we do with these algorithms? On what level? You know, are we allowing them to be sort of full citizens of the social world or not? Or what do we do with them? And I make an argument that a particular type of event, the flash crash, which happened in 2010, May 6, 2010, when the Dow Jones, which is an economic indicator, lost 1,000 points. That was really a crash in terms, you could see that. Or if and whether such events like the flash crash teach us something about the inclusion of algorithms into the social world.